Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie. And happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
I feel like this is the last time we're going to be saying happy Monday because we're going back to our typical Wednesday schedule next week. So you will not be starting your week with us anymore.
Yes. And this episode, Natalie, happy birthday. How
Thank
does it
you.
Feel to be 32 years old?
It feels very lackluster.
Why do you say that?
You know, like once you pass milestone birthdays,
yeah,
like it just doesn't feel as cool to churn like the 31, 32, 33, 34.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like.
Yeah, I feel that. Although I was excited about turning 33 because, you know, I love some repeating numbers. I was like, exactly. 33 is going to be my year.
I still can't believe that it's my birthday and another year has completely passed. Like for me, I feel like the years are just like flying by.
But
what's been really amazing is I feel like, I don't know, just like every year feels so different and so unpredictable in the best way possible. And also I feel like I'm just achieving dreams and achieving goals I never thought that I would be able to ever achieve in my life. And so it feels really good.
Yeah. I think birthdays are a great way for us to like kind of think about where we are in life and where we're going. And it's crazy how when we were younger, at least for me, I thought my life would be so different at 33. Like I thought I'd at least have two kids, like I'd be married, all these things. But I'm like, there's things that we've done that I wouldn't have even dreamt of doing. So it's like, it's crazy what we expect out of life. And then how God is just like laughs at you. And he's like, no, I have something different for you.
Totally. But thank you.
Yeah, happy
and thank
birthday.
You for everyone who has wished me happy birthday on social media. It's been just so amazing of like, I don't know, the support that we've gotten so far. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm so thankful for all of you. I know we say it a lot, but I feel like we don't say it enough about how like kind our community is and so thoughtful and considerate. And I'm so glad that the women and men who are part of our community, like that it's you guys, because you guys are so unbelievably just the kindest people that I have never met in person, but I feel like I know a lot of you. So I just want to say thank you.
And the best birthday present you ever got was the reunion.
I know. So the reunion episode came out on my birthday and I was like, I don't need any other gift because the drama and mess that was this reunion episode was the gift that keeps on giving to this day.
Honestly, after your birthday dinner, obviously we had like a couple martinis. I probably had a little too many martinis.
A little too many.
And I went home like very tipsy and I watched it and my jaw was just on the floor the whole time.
Deep D's texted me at like 12 a.m.
Yeah,
was like, holy shit, this reunion is insane. And I was like, oh my God, I'm salivating. I need to watch this.
Dude, I was live texting you and I was like, wake up.
But to be honest, I'm really glad that this season is coming to an end, even though I did really, really love this season and pretty much all the characters that were on the show. Because look, I don't want to, you know, drop some hints about what we're going to be talking about in the future, but we have received so many stories from people who have been cheated on, but also cheaters themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we are dying to tell you guys in a future episode. It was after we did that episode a couple of weeks ago about New York Boy, about how he lied and cheated on me. So many emails, so many DMs, and guys, it is wild. So we can't wait to share it with you.
Yeah, I am so excited about that because I just like want to know what goes on in someone's mind when they cheat, or like what are the reasons that pushes you to that extreme, you know?
Totally.
And so if there's anyone out there who's listening who has cheated on their partner in the past or are cheating on them, like send us an email or send us a message on our Instagram page because we are dying to know your reasoning behind it.
I am dying.
Yeah.
I want to reach out to New York Boy and be like, why'd you do it?
No, New York Boy is dead to us.
He is dead to us.
That's funny. Also, another segment that we're bringing back in next week's episode is going to be our Burning Questions series.
Eek, I love this series.
Yeah,
you just got to say that. So if you guys are new to this podcast, we have a segment that we do probably like once a quarter called the Burning Questions series, and it's going to be focused on Love is Blind. So we'll have a post that goes out this Thursday where you'll be able to comment any questions that you have about the show, like what you want to hear from us. So make sure you go to Out of the Pod to submit your questions, and we'll answer the most popular questions. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be juicy. We just don't hold back.
I know. It's going to be great. Also, can I just tell you, I was hung up on the word you said, we do it every quarter. I was like, that's so corporate of you.
I was like, every it's quarter. A quarterly segment.
And in this quarterly series. No, I love it.
But let's get into the reunion because, oh my gosh, there's so much to talk about. I'm just going to address the elephant in the room, though. My source was not sourcing. Actually, they were sourcing, but I just interpreted what they said incorrectly.
Yeah. Which it's a classic game of the telephone.
Game. Which I'll clear up as we recap the reunion episode, why I said the things that I said in last week's episode in terms of what would happen in the reunion episode, which did not happen in the reunion episode. But anyways, let's get into the recap.
Let's get into the recap. I have so many thoughts. Sorry, my opera side had to come out because, dude, I have so many thoughts. First of all, I loved how the reunion started off with like a little parody type thing between Nick and Vanessa where they like were in the pods. I thought that was so genius.
Oh, and Nick asks Vanessa like, can I put you on her shoulder, like a little Shake reference.
I know, that was really funny.
You know, if Shake still watches Love is Blind, you know he was like, what the fuck.
I feel like Shake is the first to always vocalize if anything is happening with Nick Lachey.
I know, the hatred between those two is strong.
Was not on the bingo card. But I really liked how they like started it off so lightheartedly, and like the entrance into where we did our reveal. Like, that was crazy.
There is such a big difference between this reunion episode compared to the reunion episode for season 5. Like, they really upped like the production antics, just everything, like bringing everything. Social media into the picture. I feel like typically Love is Blind rarely did that in the past. It is, wow, they really, really changed like the format of this yes. reunion. And I loved it.
Mm-hmm. I did too. I literally was like, they did so good. And the intro was really introing. And I think you're right. The production value is so much higher because of the attention this season has gotten. Like when they did that first drop of episodes, they're like, yeah, we gotta bring out all the antics. Like this we're making
season,
this good.
This season brought back the Love is Blind franchise.
100%.
I was like, after season 5, I was like, oh, this franchise is going down the drain. Yeah. But
because it was kind of getting repetitive with all the stories. Yeah. There's not much going on. And as much as we don't want drama from the cast, yes, we do.
Yeah, like this season solidified that people love the drama and that's what brings people back. I always love the love stories that happen on Love is Blind. I mean, that's the reason why you and I like had faith in doing the show when we were getting casted, right? Of like, like maybe it won't happen, but if it does, like what a cool love story. And like exactly. It'll change my life from like, you know, going from single to finding a partner. But I feel like now kind of that the purity of the show went away and they're really focusing on like, how do we make this a juicy ass TV show?
Exactly. I think the full goal is let's have people talking about it. Let's make it as entertaining as possible. And they definitely achieved that with this season. Can I tell you, I think I saw a lot of people commenting and saying how they didn't like that the past season couples came back and how much time they kind of spent on them. But I actually loved it. First of all of them looked absolutely gorgeous, especially Gianina. Like
yes,
that belly was popping. She looks stunning. But I loved the fact that they brought them back because their reactions and their facial expressions was everything I needed in life. Because like us being cast, previous cast, I think we're always excited and intrigued to hear what the rest of the our castmates or our, you know, past cast people like think about the season. So to see it live action, love it. Chef's kiss.
No, I loved it too. I totally get it where people are like, hey, you guys like focus on the past cast members instead of, you know, spending more time maybe asking like Jimmy and Chelsea more questions about, you know, like their post-show relationship and things like that. So I understand the feedback and I do kind of like agree with it. Like maybe they spent too much like, you know, giving updates on past cast members instead of really focusing on the current cast. But I also understand why they did it. I feel like because there was only one married couple this season, I think they're really trying to drive home that like this experiment works. Like it's still about love and finding love. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got that same vibe too. But also I do have to say people who are complaining that they spent time on the old cast and their relationships, it's not really wasted time though. This reunion was an hour and 37 minutes long. Like that's a long time. I don't even remember what our past reunion like how long they were, but I don't think they were this long.
But Blake, who was present at the reunion, he is Giannina's partner, and mm-hmm. he is also from the Bachelor franchise. He actually wrote on his Instagram stories, he did a Q&A. Mm-hmm. He said that they actually filmed for 4 to 5 hours and they cut it down to an hour and a half. So yeah. I'm very curious of like what they cut out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, I wonder if there's...
Well, he did mention on that same series of stories or whatever on his Instagram that they didn't cut out too much that was like impactful to the reunion.
Yeah.
Like everyone's a little pissed, and me too, quite frankly, about them missing the mark on Jimmy and Chelsea a little bit. But I think Blake mentioned like, oh, it wasn't, you guys didn't really miss anything. I was like, okay, well.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like some people deserved more screen time during this reunion. I think there was a lot of focus on just like certain cast members, but we'll get into it. I had some thoughts.
Dude, speaking of screen time, I got a tiny little millisecond of airtime in this reunion. No, it was funny though, but I actually got really teary eyed when they played that clip of all the couples and how they fell in love, because at the end of the day, that's why we did this experience. Like sometimes I wish that could have been my story where I found my person on the show. Obviously it just wasn't meant to be, but it made me so teary-eyed to see the couples and how far they've come, and then to have them be pregnant, and like it's just like life coming from it. Like it's just really cool to see that.
Yeah, I agree. Again though, I think it was more of a like a tactic of being like, yeah, only one couple got married, but like here's how many people did get married in the past, and like, you know, there were like real marriages where, you know, people are pregnant now from these relationships. Yeah. So I think
that tactic really
cool.
Absolutely worked for me, because I'm like, yep, heart melting.
Yeah, no, same.
Oh, that's funny.
Careva is a sponsor of this episode of Out of the Pods, and we are so excited because if you've been listening to us for a while now, you know that we've been using Careva for a few years. Careva is a subscription service that ships personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders to your door every month, which is perfect for Deepti and I because you guys know we love our convenience.
If you want doctor-backed recommendations, take their short, simple online quiz. And new at Careof, some of their best-selling vitamins are now also available in bottles if you're not yet ready to subscribe to monthly packs.
My favorite thing about Careof is their cute individual packs with my names on them. I don't know. I just love carrying them around. I feel like all of my coworkers when I used to work as a management consultant had them. And I was like, I need to have these cute individual packs. So I just grab a bag before I leave my house, or I'll grab a few for a trip. It's so convenient.
So for 50% off your first Careof subscription order, go to takecareof.com and enter code OUTOFTHEPODS50.
That is takecareof.com and enter code OUTOFTHEPODS50 for 50% off your first month's subscription. But anyways, so this episode starts with a bang because they have Sarah Ann walk out, and her and Jeremy announce that they are living together. So they are together, even though it was already spoiled on social media.
Yeah.
But I don't know why them officially saying it really shocked me.
No, it did. First of all, speaking of her coming out, can we just really quickly spend 1 second talking about how the audience was so savage when she came out? Like barely anybody clapped. And then one of the women were like, oh my gosh, not the kiss. Because she kissed him as soon as she walked on stage before they sat down. But honestly, I feel like them announcing they live together was kind of weird. Like Jeremy's body language was kind of off. I feel like, I don't know. Do you think that it's an act that they're together?
No.
I don't know. Something is off though.
I don't think that something was off. I think that he was just really nervous. Like he knew the backlash he was getting publicly. And so I think he was like, how do I navigate like through this situation? I think Sarah Ann was trying to be like really lovey-dovey to show that they are a really strong couple, though it got me thinking when Chelsea made that comment about their relationship where she was like, Jeremy, every time that I see you, you and Sarah Ann are broken up.
Thank you. That's exactly what I noticed, though, based on the body language where she was so lovey-dovey and like holding his hand, but his body was like kind of turned away from her. And then the Chelsea comment made me think, I was like, I don't know. You know how they said they take breaks and they're trying to figure out their relationship like anything normal?
Yeah, he said they have like on and offs, like up and down.
Yes. Wait, I heard this on the Vile Files because they were talking about them. And somebody on the show was like, well, maybe they took a 9-month break and they just got back together again. And I was like, honestly, that seems kind of accurate to me.
Well, what they said during this reunion is that they started living together in October 2023. So mm-hmm. I don't think it's all of a sudden this like, you know, they got back together because a show was coming out and, you know, they wanted to like put up a strong front. I think a lot of their relationship is based on the fact that they knew they weren't going to get a great edit on this season, just based on how everything went down. Based on the fact that Jess kicked Sarah Ann out of the girls group chat, like all these things. And so I read this study, and I think it was on like psychologytoday.com, where couples, the mentality of like us against the world, like strengthens a couple.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I feel like maybe that's like a big part of like the strength in their relationship is it's like us against the world type of thing.
Yeah. And it's not, and that's like in any relationship, whether that be platonic or not, friends too. Like when you go through something really tough together, it does bond you, especially if you're getting so much hate from the internet. You're like kind of relying on each other to kind of uplift each other through that process.
Yeah, like support each other through like the hate.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, honestly, no shade to the couple because even though I hate the way they became a couple, I mean, it's not like they don't deserve love. Like if they're happy together, fine, maybe it's worth it. But I just did not like the way they treated Laura through this entire process.
I agree.
What did you think about the scene, the unaired scene between Laura and Sarah Ann?
That really confused me.
Okay.
Like really, really confused me because I know producers like probably force them to have the conversation, but Laura, the way Laura was kind of like treating Sarah Ann, like it felt very like, oh, I'm just warning you, like this is the type of person Jeremy is.
Yes.
And I'm like, then why is all this hate all of a sudden like coming through like on Sarah Ann? Because it felt like in that conversation, like Laura kind of was looking out for Sarah Ann. And now it's like the show comes out, boom, like, fuck you, Sarah Ann.
Yeah, that was an interesting conversation. One thing I'll say is watching it, it did humanize Sarah Ann a little bit more. I'm glad that she apologized. Even though Laura gave her the warning signs like, hey, Jeremy has a lot of red flags, I think it was interesting that Sarah Ann moved forward. And I think AD said it best. She's like, you still pursued him. You still went after him. And even though you say sorry, it doesn't make it okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. But you're right. Why do you think that the producers, editors, whatever, didn't air that scene during the season airing and they did at reunion?
I think that if they aired it on the show, it would have kind of change the storyline a little bit because it made it seem like Laura, like in that conversation at the lake, her conversation with Sarah Ann, that Laura kind of like accepted that this happened. Mm-hmm. Sarah Ann apologizes and then it's more like be careful with Jeremy. I feel like it wouldn't really have fit the storyline that played on the show.
Especially with them jet skiing away.
And again, I think it has to come back to like what are they really trying to like convey in that scene or they want the viewers to like feel. And I feel like that conversation would have given a little grace to Sarah Ann if it actually played during the season.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of contemplating why they decided to show this scene now. Maybe they're trying to help the internet kind of save Sarah Ann a little bit. But I wasn't sure though, because then,
I was going to say, because then they played her TikTok.
Exactly.
Like Nick Lachey was all like, let's play this TikTok about how, you know, I think it was a TikTok of Sarah Ann saying that this is all for entertainment, like blah, blah, blah. And Nick's like, you know, this is people's real lives. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. I was like, this is so hypocritical. Also,
exactly.
Another thing, though, before we get into it, is this the first time that they're pulling like the cast's social media content?
Absolutely, because I was watching this reunion thinking to myself, oh my gosh, no one is safe, because prior to this season, they have never brought on receipts or like TikTok like content essentially and bring it into
they did for the season four though, the Paul hitting the bridesmaids.
But that's like,
yeah,
that was like a little tame. This was like every person who wronged in this season was attacked.
Yeah.
Trevor, Sarah Ann.
I feel like they were trying to make this reunion really juicy and probably heard feedback from viewers from past reunions, like, you need to address what's happening on social media. And yeah, so they, I think they really did it this year.
Because it's true, like the how it plays out on social media and the evidence and the information that comes out really does play a big part in the stories now. And things like Trevor having this girlfriend is like huge, obviously. And we'll get into that later. But yeah, I think this is the first time they've brought back receipts like this to this degree from social media.
Yeah, but I thought it was kind of unfair that they kind of pick and chose which receipts to bring. And they were saying like, oh, you said it was for entertainment. And Sarah Ann's like, you know, it was just like entertainment I was putting out there. And I was like, okay, this entire cast took advantage of the show and put out like TikToks, like IG reels, IG stories, like obviously creating their own entertainment for the viewers through social media. And I was like, let's not like pick and choose here. I'm not saying this to have Sarah Ann's back. I just thought it was very hypocritical, because also Nick saying, and I'm sure it's like production in his ear, him saying that like, this is people's real lives. I completely agree. It mm-hmm. is for like some cast members, most cast members, it's their real lives and their real love lives and like their real, you know, feelings, obviously. Like, we've been there and like we know it. However, production also chops up footage, changes narratives, sometimes puts people's mental health on the line for entertainment.
Exactly.
Like, let's not act like this is like that pure of a show.
I was gonna say the exact same thing. I was like, when he said, oh, or like, why are you saying this is for entertainment? And I was like, that's such a wild thing to say. Yes, this is real life and real connections, but at the same time, the entire show is produced for entertainment.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, it's like you said, it's very hypocritical of them to make this a point and then make an example of Sarah Ann in this way. Like, I don't think Sarah Ann is in the right of how she like kind of conducted herself, but at the same time, picking and choosing who to kind of expose or attack is also not okay.
It's the power of editing.
It's the power of editing. It's the power of the producers. It's insane.
You guys already know that Deep D and I hang out all the time. And typically what we do is just like order takeout and then watch a movie or our favorite TV show. But we've been changing it up using Today Tix. It's our inside scoop on the best way to get tickets to shows and other fun events in our city.
And we've used Today Tix outside of Chicago too. When we were in New York, we used Today Tix to get tickets to the musical Book of Mormon. It was such a last minute thing and we had no idea what to do in the city. So we went to Today Tix to see what was out there. And honestly, it was such a good time and so easy to book the tickets last minute, and especially like on a Friday night too.
Exactly. I feel like it's so hard to find something to do in New York City on a Friday night last minute. And also, don't forget that they've got tickets to shows on Broadway and the West End and in other cities across the country and around the world.
Go to todaytix.com/outofthepods and use promo code outofthepods to get $20 off your first Today Tix purchase.
That's promo code outofthepods at todaytix.com/outofthepods. todaytix.com/outofthepods. I wish Laura was there in person, because you know she would have ate them alive. I'm sorry. I am a Laura stan.
Me too.
I know that we said like, yeah, sometimes her humor can be a little bit harsh, but I'm telling you, like, I feel like one thing I really like about her is like she stands up for herself and she doesn't let bullshit fly. I thought it was kind of crazy that Jeremy was still struggling to tell the truth about his location. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, hey, you had all this time, like a year, to like come up with a really good answer for the reunion, yeah, like to really clear up the timeline. And he still struggled to be like, you know, like what to really tell the story of what happened that night. And then he also lied about how, you know, when he came home, he went directly to Laura to tell her that.
Dude.
But I wanted to ask you, mm-hmm, do you think he would have told Laura that he dropped off Sarah Ann if Laura did not look at his location.
No, absolutely not. And that's why I loved when Laura said that. Laura was like, honestly, he would have never admitted to them ever leaving that parking lot had she not had watched the location. And I think that is completely accurate. And the fact that Laura caught him in a lie again just proves that Jeremy, like, bro, you literally do not know how to get your facts straight. If you're going to lie, make it so good and solid and do not waver from it. I shouldn't say that. I should say don't lie.
Yeah, like, don't lie. But I was like, if you're going to lie for TV, make it solid.
Wait, really quickly, what did you think about Jimmy and Jeremy's little altercation is what I'll call it.
Okay, so
he lost a friend.
Well, I heard from some cast members from this season that they all thought like Jimmy was gonna be the villain.
Oh, because of him like picking between Jess and Chelsea situation?
Yeah. Like, I think, and I think like the girls only heard like a certain side, and you know how you only have a certain perspective. Mm-hmm. And so that sucks that Jeremy said that. Who tossed him under the bus? Like, who brought that up initially?
It's the unseen footage of the conversation between Sarah Ann and Laura. And Laura brought it up in the unseen footage. And I was like, oh, shit. But you know, that this moment made me realize, like, them talking about it, like, people, the cast members do have in the back of their mind, like, they're thinking about their edit.
Yeah, of course. Always.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, when I went through this situation, I didn't really think about my edit. I was just, like, going through it.
You and Shake barely fought where it got out of control versus like in my relationship.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
You know, like you're in a position of like, I don't know how this is going to be edited for TV.
Yeah. Because like, there's situations going around you that are beyond your control. So you're like, holy crap, how do I navigate this without like, you know, putting your best self forward? You're totally right. Like I was never put in like, that position.
I was in a love triangle, which with my who I thought was my best friend at the time, mm-hmm. Shayna. And so
crazy.
I know. And I remember when it was like all kind of like happening during filming, I was getting so blindsided and so surprised mm-hmm. that I think it was just like, you just think about like, is this all happening to me because I'm the shitty person?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think it's tough when you're just like in messier situations.
Yeah.
And I feel like Jimmy probably felt like that. Like, okay, I'm in a love triangle with Jess and Chelsea, and like Chelsea and I are getting into fights in front of the camera, and they're like really big fights. Yeah. Like, I have no idea how I'm going to be edited.
Yeah.
And like, you know, when you're in a fight and you're not sure if you're in the wrong or the right, you're just kind of like trying to defend yourself.
Yes. Yes.
And then they're bringing up valid points, but you're bringing up valid points and you're just like, oh my God, am I in the wrong? Yeah. I feel like that's probably what Jimmy was feeling.
No, 100%. And kind of Chelsea kind of leaned into that too in the, when she was like, oh, I would forget that the cameras even existed when I was in these fights. So it's like you retrospectively look back on the situation or the fight that happened that was filmed and you're like, holy crap. Like, what is going to, how are they going to edit that? Like, how is that going to come out? Like,
also, yeah. I was going to say, there's no way she forgot the cameras were there.
I mean, in the moment, if you're drunk and like think about it sometimes, but I don't know, because you do get comfortable.
True.
But, let's talk about Trevor.
Who?
I
was not expecting that, by the way.
I was not
expecting
it.
Because I was relying on my source. And so
the source was not sourcing.
The source was not sourcing. But here's what my source told me. She told me that, yes, they read the alleged texts. She goes, however, I heard from PR that they might not play all of that segment because he might be on Perfect Match season 2. And so I think that because that segment with Trevor was so cringy, cast members were like, there's no way that this is going to play. Like, this is like borderline, like not okay, or kind of bullying from, again, their perspective. And they're like, there's no way they're going to have to edit this out, like, especially if he's on Perfect Match. So that's why I said in the tea in last week's episode of like, I heard that they're going to give him a good edit because that's what like people thought.
That's a great point you bring up, because I think I could see it in the faces of the cast that is there on stage and the couples when they were calling Trevor out. Like, I was unwell. Like, it was a really, really, really hard
for me to watch.
And I was like, kind of cringing internally because I was like, I get that he fucked up and he is so in the fucking wrong here. Like, he is not okay what he did.
Agreed.
But the way they made an example of him was, it felt like public humiliation. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to get behind that. Like, I was like, to make someone feel like that while millions of people are watching worldwide, I think they took it too far.
I struggle with this because a piece of me agrees with you. Another piece of me is like, did he kind of make his bed and now he's laying in it type of thing? Like,
yeah, but like an eye for an eye just makes the whole world blind, right?
Wow.
I mean, it's true.
You're totally right. I feel like they should have brought it up because it was all over social media. It's hard to. So I was like, I feel like they should have addressed it, which they did. However, 100%. I think the way they went about it was kind of gross.
Yes. Nailed it.
I think this reunion kind of reminded me of like other reality TV reunions where they go low.
Yes.
But like, for some reason, I always viewed Love is Blind at a different caliber. Mm-hmm. Like, it was a different...
Like, it's not that messy.
Yeah, like, it's... There's still a lot of, like, respect. And also knowing that this cast is a, like... Like, the people that they typically cast are, like, very, like, normal people. I don't know if, like, that makes sense.
People,
like,
yeah.
It's, like, the everyday people having this chance to find love. I feel like that's how Love is Blind is marketed. And so I feel like this reunion kind of took that away from me of like, it isn't like this like nice and respectful and lovey show. Like, they're willing to like throw down and get really messy.
No one is safe. Trevor had no fucking idea that Nick and Vanessa were going to read those text messages verbatim, because I think in the back of his mind, he was like, I'm going to go to the reunion. I'm going to address these allegations and kind of talk myself out of it and say, oh, like, kind of downplay the situation. But when specific details and specific text messages are presented to you, there's no way you can get around that. That's when he was like, I had a speech planned, but, you know, it doesn't fit into this narrative now, you know?
I know. A piece of me did feel really bad for him. But again, he put himself in this scenario. I guess the part that I really didn't like, and why I thought it was wrong the way they addressed it, is they were making it seem like, oh my gosh, like, Trevor did the show for fame. Even Nick says, we don't want people to come here motivated by fame. Even Vanessa asks, you know, did you do the show to forward your career? Mm-hmm. And in the back of my head, I'm like, come on, guys, like, half your cast came to this show to build a social media presence and become quote unquote famous.
Exactly. One, I do appreciate Vanessa for asking that question. But at the same time, exactly like you said, most people, especially if you're recruiting them, I feel like a lot of these men were recruited. They weren't trying to apply for the show to be like, I'm going to fall in love. But if an opportunity is presented to you and you're like, we want you to come on Love is Blind, absolutely people are going to take it. And yes, the motivation is wrong there. But do most people consider it because they want to be on a really popular reality TV show? Absolutely.
Am I crazy to call us wine connoisseurs now?
Yes.
Okay, well, maybe, but we've come a long way from knowing nothing about wine and grabbing whatever bottle we see at the store to now knowing which wines we love and impressing our friends with our knowledge of wine, all thanks to First Leaf.
For the last few months, we've been using First Leaf, and it's a great way to expand your palate. It's so easy to set up. You just answer a few questions on what you like, what you don't like, and voila, an expert team selects a customized box for you that's delivered straight to your door and based on your schedule. I typically schedule these around girls' nights, so I don't have to carry a bunch of bottles home from the store.
That's really smart. Well, we love convenience here. I mean, we've said it 1,000 times on this podcast. So join the club today and discover new wines you'll love with First Leaf. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/out of the pods to get your first box.
That's tryfirstleaf.com/out of the pods. tryfirstleaf.com/out of the pods.
Lauren Speed Hamilton from season one did a Q&A on her IG stories. So she's part of the OG golden couple, Lauren and Cameron. And someone asked, like, are people doing this show for fame? And she's like, yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Like, we could feel it as cast members from the earlier seasons. And also Cameron, he put out like an IG reel too, being like, yeah, like the show is like changing. It's being like, it's now focused on like entertainment and there's more people doing it for fame or disingenuous reasons. So that's why I didn't really like the Trevor segment in that way. I think most of the cast, because we've spoken to people from the cast and they feel the same way. It was just kind of like an icky segment, but I do feel like it had to be addressed, but not in the way that they did it.
Exactly. I think that's my ultimate thing too, is you could tell that the cast was just as uncomfy as us. Yeah, to the public it was probably so entertaining, but I think we realized as previous cast that the internet at some point has always like come for us, and that feeling is so unsettling and it hurts and it's kind of hard to get through. And now because they outed him in this way, he's gonna get a lot of hate, and I've already seen it. And I think that's why cast is so empathetic to it, because we've all been there.
Yeah. Do you think if Chelsea chose Trevor, he would have dropped his girlfriend back home?
That's so hard to say. It's so hard to say. I don't know. I think
he would have continued on in the process, actually.
I think so too, because ultimately he did want to have a presence in social media or on television, whatever his motivation was. I think if he got engaged, he would definitely pursue it. I don't know how real it would have been. But can I just say, I think those text messages to his ex, I think he was just like trying to like get her back into his good graces. You know what I mean? Like he was like, I just want to love you. Cause he was like, oh, this experience didn't work, so let me just go back to her.
You know, it's so crazy because I think if this did not happen, Trevor would have gotten the same amount of attention that Jess is getting as, I don't want to say a side character, but someone who was not in a couple.
Yeah. Part of the broader main cast. Right?
Yeah. Though they are really main cast they members, are, yeah. Especially Jess at this point with the attention that she got at this reunion. Also knowing that Trevor filmed Perfect Match season 2, but I think they completely cut him out of the show.
Interesting.
Like I think with all of these text messages, other allegations, I think production is like, he's out. Like he's kind of like a liability now.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like sacrificed.
I know. It'll be interesting to see how they cut him out, because obviously there's that big screen with all the pictures and stuff. So I wonder how they'll do it. Let's move on to AD and Clay. I want to know your thoughts.
Okay.
How did you feel?
As we get into AD and Clay, I got to clear up what I said in last week's episode. So I dropped tea that I heard that AD and Clay announced that they're dating in this reunion episode. Obviously they're not. That did not happen. They didn't announce shit, but it was my fault. I'm going to take full accountability for this. So my source said Clay announces his love for AD. And so I took that as like, oh, they're dating.
Yeah.
And that's what he said. Because I went back to my source. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I just said that he announces his love and there's like a lot of love there. Like, oh my gosh, they're really cute. But I was like, I took that as like they're together.
They're together, yeah.
So my bad, guys. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Next time, I'm just going to read directly from the source. I was like, I'm not going to interpret anything anymore. Yeah. But I was shocked when Clay called AD like the love of his life and it was a mistake. The only reason I was shocked was I didn't realize like he regretted saying I don't.
I didn't think that he was going to do that either. But AD said it best. What am I supposed to do with that information? Because AD trusted him with her heart, trusted him not to embarrass her in front of her friends and family. And he did exactly that. And I saw in like an interview that they do after the reunion, she was talking about that. She was like, we had multiple discussions, Clay and her, about their relationship and what they're going to say at the altar. And AD multiple times during the longevity of their relationship said to him, hey, like, we don't have to get married. You just have to let me know. And he said, don't worry, AD. Like, I promise, like, I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to, like, hurt you, blah, blah, blah. And then he does exactly that. So I think once that trust is broken, there's just, how do you move forward, you know? And I don't know. It was crazy when Vanessa and Nick asked Clay and AD, like, would you date each other again?
She says no comment.
I know. And I was like, no, AD, you best believe after that reunion, they linked up. Tell me they did not.
I feel
you
like,
no, they did.
You know how my source said that they have a lot of love there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, my source was like, there's a lot of love there on and off set. So I was like, they must be like, I don't know if they're trying to like work things through or what, mm-hmm. but I feel like that's my impression.
Yeah, there's something going on there. And it's interesting because AD's face said a lot during the time that Clay was talking. Sometimes she's like cool with it, but other times she would like close her eyes, kind of like, I think like kind of understanding Clay's a lot of talk and he's still in the growth period of life. But no, can I just say,
I was thinking that, you know, they filmed this reunion episode while the episodes were coming out. So mm-hmm. Based on what we went through, you watch all of the rest of the episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before you film the reunion. She might have been like so hurt seeing her wedding day episode.
Like re-triggered.
And it like re-triggered all this anger of like, oh my, like re-triggering that day for her.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I feel like that's where a lot of her emotions came from, even though she has so much like love for him. It's yeah. like, you also hurt me so much. And I feel like that's why she was so like emotional mm-hmm. at the reunion. Yeah. Like, while also, as she said, like it seems like she's keeping the door open too, even though she has like anger for him.
Yeah. And that's why I am going to say this, like, AD is my favorite person on this show.
I like AD a lot.
I love her. And I do have to say, I'm going to say something positive about Clay. I think he means so well.
Yes.
And just watching him get emotional on stage and really talk about him being in therapy and like just maturing, I feel like he is maturing before our eyes. And also, it's been a year now and I think he's made a lot of progress. I don't know if, I think he missed the mark with AD. I think AD deserves better, but I think like she really did help him along the way to his growth. Yeah. I don't know. I feel kind of indifferent if they were to end up together.
Yeah.
But at least Same. He's maturing and he's figuring it out.
This reunion episode really changed my view on Clay.
Yay!
Because he spoke with such humility in this episode and felt like he was being very vulnerable and honest. And I feel like we've never seen him be this vulnerable. Like during the season, it was really at this reunion episode of like, oh my gosh, he like really, really cared for AD mm-hmm. and like wanted to change and be that person. I think it's really hard to like admit that you are just not ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
I also think that him saying I don't at the altar was the best thing for both of them.
Yes.
So like, even though it broke her heart and I feel so bad for her, that she had her heart broken that way, like so publicly on her wedding day, mm-hmm. he made the best choice for them because
Absolutely.
She deserves a potential man, mm-hmm. a man that has already met his potential. And I hope Clay is on his way there.
I think he is. I think he definitely is. We will say it over and over again. And clearly we've said it a lot because I've lost my voice because of it. But Natalie and I are the queens of convenience. So anytime we use things that make our life a little easier, we're going to share it with you. And you guys know I'm focused on making healthy habits. And the easiest way I've done that is by incorporating Daily Harvest into my meal plan.
I use Daily Harvest all the time because it's such an easy way to get organic fruits and veggies into my diet without the planning, prep, and mess. I'm a person who needs Daily Harvest because I do not pay attention to what is in my food. And Daily Harvest meals are free of fillers, seed oils, added starches, and sugars. And they've got so many great options to choose from, like their butternut squash and rosemary soup, which is chef's kiss, and their herbed squash and asparagus risotto.
Yum. That sounds so good. Personally, I love their smoothies. And my favorite right now is the cold brew almond smoothie. It's just so good for the mornings.
I love that one too. So create healthy habits that will last with Daily Harvest. For a limited time only, go to dailyharvest.com/out of the pots to get $30 off your first box plus free shipping.
That's dailyharvest.com/out of the pods for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/out of the pods.
Can I just say something? I feel really sorry for Johnny and Amy. Yeah. I really like them together. They seem like that very like goofy, like very in love couple. They like really, I feel like really, really wanted love, but they're just not getting screen time on this season. I feel like because the show was edited so you're invested in other characters that like you just can't get invested in Johnny and Amy.
Yeah. I got that same vibe. I mean, they are our only lovely married couple. But honestly, you can tell that because they're like, this marriage is actually going to work, that they're not going to like throw out any skeletons in the closet. You know what I mean? Like they're going to keep it pretty tame. But in my opinion, I feel like Johnny and Amy might be pretty happy with not getting like all the attention because like the relationship isn't under attack. They're just kind of like, let me just get through it. You can kind of see it in Johnny's face when like all these other drama filled things are happening. He's just like, I'm just not going to say shit.
I'm staying out of it. I totally get that. I think it's tough because like I do watch Love is Blind for the love stories, even though I love the drama as a viewer. Like mm-hmm. I love it too, right? Like it's very entertaining, but it's one of those things where I feel like Johnny and Amy to me like deserve the world type of thing. Even though they found each other, they did really get the world. I mean, they found like love and partners on the show, but I just feel like they deserve to be on a different season where they get more screen time and airtime because I really would have loved to see their love story beyond the whole birth control condom issue.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Johnny and Amy are the silver lining to this season because without them, I don't know what would have happened, to be honest.
No, really. You know? But glad that they're happy. I'm glad Gigi asked that viewer question when she asked them, like, why weren't condoms an issue? And like, Johnny and Amy straight up say like Johnny didn't really know a lot about birth control, sex education.
And then it was so funny when Amy was like, oh yeah, by the way, like I'm not on birth control and we don't really use condoms. He didn't get a vasectomy. And I was like, well, and then she's like, well, you have a lot of
patience.
Is that what she said? It was so funny. I was like, oh my God.
Okay. Well, no notes on Amy and Johnny. I'm so glad that they're happy.
Yes.
But I wish there were more notes on Jimmy and Chelsea.
Thank you. They missed the mark.
I was going to say. But do you think that they did it on purpose because Chelsea got so much heat on social media with every episode drop?
Yeah.
Like, you know, first it was the Megan Fox comment and then it was about her, you know, her being insecure. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like she just hasn't had a break from public backlash this season. And I feel like they were like, let's not address anything with her anymore. Like in terms of production, they're probably like, let's go easy on her.
Maybe. Actually, that's a good theory. I do have to say it was interesting the way they did it, though, because it felt like Jimmy and Jess were the main couple.
Yes.
And that Chelsea was kind of like the side character or like the third triangle or whatever. And in fact, it was the opposite. And Jimmy and Chelsea actually got the most screen time on this season, but the least amount of attention at this reunion. And it was kind of shocking to me. But if it goes by what kind of Blake was saying on his stories, that they kind of didn't really address much of their relationship, because I think the biggest question,
Chelsea.
Yeah, the biggest question that was kind of where we're left wondering with Jimmy and Chelsea was, are they together? Did they date after the show? What happened?
Yeah, that's what I want to know too.
I know what happened, though. So you know how they do those little interviews after the reunion?
Like with different media outlets?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Chelsea said that Jimmy and her dated for 4 days after filming and it just didn't work out. And so they kind of went their separate ways. So I'm like, because it's a lackluster answer, did they not include it in the reunion?
Yeah. But what about the rumors now that they're together? Because they've been spotted in Florida together, like getting pretty cozy. So I'm like, what's going on?
I think that's the reason why people were left so confused, because the reunion was filmed, but then this news came out of them being seen together. So that's probably why people are like, what's going on?
I actually don't think that they're together.
Yeah.
I think that they've been candid about that in like Instagram comments and things that they're posting on Instagram. Chelsea just did an interview with her friend. Like, her friend has a podcast and she said something like, not speaking very highly of Jimmy was mm-hmm. like the vibe that I got, where she talks about like Jimmy did go out a lot, like all those things. So I was like, I feel like you wouldn't say that about someone that you're trying to like figure things out with.
They're not together.
Yeah.
They're absolutely not together.
One thing that they did address between the two of them is the topic of Chelsea sharing the secret that Jimmy slept with one of his girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy said like, that was the defining moment for me. Do you believe him? Like, do you think that was the defining moment? Why he didn't want to have a wedding with Chelsea?
I think I am forced to believe it, because watching the season, it seemed like that was what broke the camel's back. And when you break trust like that, I think it's donezo. And I think even if that wasn't the reason, that was a perfect reason for him to give to get out of that relationship.
No, I know.
I don't know.
It's tough, because I've always said this, where I feel like, you know, like Chelsea is reacting to an energy that Jimmy is giving off.
Yeah.
You absolutely. Know, throughout filming, of like, he wasn't as into it. Like, his actions aren't matching his words. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. That's what I still believe, actually. But with the whole topic of Chelsea breaking Jimmy's trust by bringing up that fact, Micah brought up a good point. You know, if it was something that was bothering Chelsea in the relationship and she needed to bring it up to explain why she was feeling uneasy in that relationship and like what was causing her trust issues in Jimmy, like maybe it was fair for her to bring it up on camera. What do you think about that? Because like a piece of me is like, oh, I understand that perspective, but I still disagree.
I think Chelsea absolutely regrets bringing it up. But in the moment, it was impacting her. And she just like, it kind of just came out. And I think it's like a natural human emotion to slip up and do something out of anger or insecurity or just, you know, anxiety. And so I think on all levels, both Jimmy and Chelsea agreed that a mistake was made there. But again, we have to be forgiving of this mistake, because it was kind of relevant to their story and the fight, you know?
Yeah, I struggled with that. Like, Micah brought up a good point, but then Clay said, like, if I said something in confidence to someone that I was like, don't bring up on camera, I would be hurt too. And I think I'm more on that side of like, yeah, if you tell my secret in front of the cameras, and like now millions of people are going to know, like that fucking sucks. Like I would be pissed, because again, marriage is based on trust for mm-hmm. most people. Yeah. So I'm like, what the hell?
It's a mistake that's going to impact people outside of their relationship. And that's what sucks about it.
Well, let's get into Jess, because she and Jimmy took up a lot of screen time during this reunion. And again, I think we hear the feedback online where people are like, what the heck? Like, she was not even part of any of the main couples. Mm-hmm. But like, let's be real, guys. Like, she did make a big splash on this show.
Yeah.
And like, she is going to be on Perfect Match season 2.
Yeah.
And so I feel like for Perfect Match season 2, they're creating these like characters that you're gonna want to follow onto that show, like Micah and Izzy. Like, I think even though, you know, they also got some backlash, I think that they have built these storylines amongst those three characters, where you want to kind of like follow them onto Perfect Match season 2. And I feel like that's what they're doing with Jess right now.
Yeah. And it makes sense. It's just, it's interesting because no reunion has been this type of reunion before, where they've brought back characters who didn't make the main cast or engaged.
Yeah,
right?
Why, like, didn't they bring back like Matthew or Amber?
Well, Matthew said no. They wanted him to come.
Oh, no way.
Yes. Because Nick said that. He was like, well, we wanted Matthew to be here, but he respectfully declined.
Oh.
But also, along with Jess getting a lot of attention, Sarah Ann even being there the entire reunion and sitting there, she was kind of a side character too, technically. So it's interesting to see all of these different, I don't know, I guess different storylines coming to play. But I think that's what's unique about season 6 is there is more to the broader cast than it is the main engaged couples. But what did you think about Jess and Jimmy's pod date being aired, the unseen footage of their date?
I think it shows that Jimmy's perception of time is extremely wrong, but I think it definitely, like, it was in Jess's favor. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I was all like, okay, like, Jimmy's credibility is
a little off
especially right when now.
He said 10 minutes and it was like an hour and 24 minutes.
It was actually in total 2 hours and 13 minutes. I was like, what?
I'm done.
But it also shows that like the perception of time, even for Jess, because Jess was like, it was actually an hour and 30 minutes.
Yeah. I think I understand, like, even from that interview, she was mad at Jimmy because of an interview that he did, right? I kind of understand now why she's upset with him about it, because it makes her look bad. And also he said,
didn't he say that she's getting a good edit?
Yes. And I don't know, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, in my head when I think, oh, she's getting a good edit, I don't think it means she's not a good person and she doesn't deserve it. She does. But yeah, the good edit part is kind of, I get it now.
Well, we said that about Jess. Like, we were like, oh, like, she's going to get a good edit. But I think that doesn't mean like she's undeserving of it.
Exactly.
Like, I think
she's a good person.
Yeah, I think that when you say someone's getting a good edit, it doesn't mean that they're a bad person getting a good edit, even though they're a bad person. I think like in TV land, like, for example, I always say Deep D got a good edit, but I think deservingly so. Right. Just like I think that in Jess's case too.
Absolutely. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Just because you're getting a good edit doesn't mean you're not a good person.
I think that Jimmy in that interview made it seem like Jess is getting an undeserved good edit. And I think that's what pissed her off.
Exactly. I think it was the tone of the entire interview. Yeah. And I'm like, I get it now why she's upset. And I'm glad that they like, she called him out for it and they like talked about it.
But the thing is, I feel like I was more interested in other things during the reunion. And they focused a lot on Jimmy and Jess. And I do feel like it was, again, purposeful and like unnecessary. But what I will say, because I do feel like Jess is polarizing right now, where people are like, why'd you get so much screen time? Like, blah, 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 blah. I do not mind Jess. I actually do like her. I do think that she is articulate. She is conventionally beautiful and she's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And either whether you like her or not, mm-hmm. she makes really good reality TV.
She does.
Like,
she does.
I will watch her on Perfect Match. I did see on We Have the Receipts, which is the Netflix official podcast mm-hmm. led by Chris Burns. But he had a interview with Tiffany and Brett from season 4 with Courtney Revolution from The Circle.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
I love
him.
But Tiffany thought that Jess broke girl code for having that conversation with Laura, especially if Chelsea and Jess are best friends.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
I think that, like, Jess said it best herself. She's like, that wasn't my finest moment and I regret doing that. And I think I appreciated that because we're human. But the fact that she addressed it and was like, I'm sorry for that, I think that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, same. I think what I'm hearing from the internet and also in our DMs is like, why did they go so hard on Sarah Ann
mm-hmm.
and not on Jess? But then I was like, Jess didn't DM Jimmy or like, you know, do all those things. But I get it. Like, I still don't think Jess should have had that conversation. But people are saying, like, well, how come the hosts didn't go hard on Jess about that conversation with Laura, knowing, again, Jess and Chelsea are best friends? Why is, like, you know, like, Laura and Jess talking shit essentially behind Chelsea's back? I think you're right, though. Like, you Jess brought it up and kind of said what she had to say mm-hmm. in that situation. But
you know who I think deserved a tiny bit more screen time is Brittany and Kenny.
My girl, Brittany. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I love her. I love Brittany.
I do too.
For me, she is like Miss America. She's beauty. She's grace. She's Miss United States.
Oh, wait. Brittany and Ken being best friends was not on the bingo card, literally, because Out of the Pods made a bingo card and we did not put that on there.
No. Are you surprised about it?
Kinda.
Me but, too.
Like, they talk every day. Like,
when she said that they speak nearly every day, I was like, huh?
Also, did you notice Brittany's body language? She was like touching Ken's leg and like just kind of, it was like a comforting thing. So you could tell that they were very close.
Yeah. Which I love. Like, yeah. My gosh, I wish we could be best friends with our partner. I mean, no, but that would have been a fine outcome, you know?
That's
like,
what I was
if it doesn't work out and you stay friends because you guys are good to each other, like, yeah,
exactly. I was like, I'm glad that not a romantic thing came out of this, but at least you got a best friend. Like, that is a lot more than previous people have gotten, so I'm excited for them.
Yeah, what I really loved is that Brittany just supporting Ken, because I know he got backlash over the phone use, and she's just like very like, She's like talking about it jokingly, like, ah, like.
Can I say something funny about this?
What?
I don't know if we're going to get in some heat over it, but it was really funny the way they addressed Ken's situation with the phone, because clearly they edited him to look like that, right? And it was interesting that obviously, like, Ken wasn't able to say, I don't know if he said it and they cut it out, but he was just like, oh, like, everyone processes things differently. That's why you saw that version of me. But like, I was no way like trying to disrespect her or whatever. I don't even know exactly what he said, but they didn't allow him to fully like kind of address the situation that it's actually kind of editing that the reason why he looked so bad.
Even if he said it at the reunion, there's no way they would have kept it in. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about our reunion, and I remember when I would mention things that are production related, like I was like, you know, the pressures of the camera, and they cut out me saying like the cameras. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when you get to that piece of trying to address editing, it just will
it'll never make it, because they don't want to, obviously they don't want to, you know, ruin the magic of the show.
And maybe they will, and like, who knows if they'll do it in future seasons if it makes sense, but I feel like for this season they won't.
Yeah, but I'm really happy for Britt and Ken, and I hope, you know, both of them find the love that they deserve. And I like the conversation about how close they are, but when they do find their significant partners, like, their relationship may change.
Yeah. I was surprised to hear that Kenneth broke down to Clay when he broke up with Brittany.
I know.
And they never showed that. They made it seem like he was like, you know, like kind of like nonchalant. Bye. See ya. Mm-hmm. So that's what's really scary about like what's shown on the show and how it could change viewers' perception of someone, of a character on the show.
Prime example is Trevor. If all these receipts didn't come out about Trevor, Trevor would be the angel. He would 100%. Be like a Jess, you know what I mean? Like,
but it's tough because it's not a production issue, right? Because they're just going off of, yes, sometimes I think that what is normal in reality TV, like there's false narratives. Mm-hmm. You know, and like things are being edited a certain way. But I also think that there's this layer of like, it's based on what footage is available.
Yeah. That's what I mean, though. Like, maybe there's worse footage out there of
like maybe characters, they didn't have footage of Ken being really emotional about the breakup. Right. So it's like, why would they show it? Or they just, you know, thought that it would make a good social media moment, so they made Ken look a certain way. Like, we never know.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, is the power of editing. We have no idea. But speaking of the power of editing, can we please talk about the unseen footage that they rolled of our boy Matthew?
Oh yeah. My
Well,
I feel
gosh.
Like that footage didn't really show anything. It was so edited. Like, that unseen footage was also edited that I was like, did he say the same thing to Amber and AD? Like, yes, the point kind of got across, but I was like, is it also like edited?
That's why it was so funny when after the clip rolled, Vanessa was like, so what did you think, AD? Did you think he was saying the same things? Because in the back of my mind too, I was like, did he? I don't know.
I was like, I have no idea. I was like, did you guys edit this clip?
But when AD answered, that was so funny. But can we just talk about how freaking uncomfortable Clay was during that entire thing? He stiffened up. He was just like making, going like,
no, he was so jealous. Funny. He was so jealous.
It was so
especially
bad.
When AD said she went on 2 dates with Matthew, Clay was so annoyed about it.
He's like,
and the fact like AD probably knew, and she's like, haha, like
her giggling about it. I was like, no.
Yeah. And that's when I was like, these two, Des has a thing.
Yeah.
My source was wrong, but like kind of right.
Wrong, but right.
But no, seriously, they definitely have something going on.
Oh, yeah. His body language said it all. It
like,
was
how
so
are
vocal.
You going to explain the TikTok of them together on Thanksgiving or some sort of holiday?
Yeah. Like, there's just a lot of love.
AD and Clay definitely spent a holiday together.
Yeah, they keep coming back to each other. And the way AD looked at him when the question was asked, like, would you date him again? You can tell there's some unspoken love there. Like, it's, there's still layers.
But are you shocked that AD went on 2 dates with Matthew?
Yes, absolutely. Same. And then I love how she said 2-ish dates, but like the second day he cooked for her, like, damn.
Even though Matthew had a tough beating after the episode of him being, you know, a little bit awkward in his conversations with the other women, and also how he kind of like played AD and Amber. You know, I'm glad, like, she, again, I feel like she deserves potential men who are honest and true and I love AD. She's my girl.
Mine too.
And then we end this episode with Perfect Match season 2 being announced. It's yes. Jess, Izzy, and Micah. So it looks like Trevor is going to get completely cut out of the show. That is my guess, which is why he didn't get announced with them. I don't blame him. I think that probably Netflix and Kinetic Content are like done with him.
Yeah.
After all these text messages and other allegations. So. Yeah.
Also, Micah looked stunning. And I'm actually really happy that she's going to be back on our screens. But did you catch when Izzy was giving his life update, no mention of his girlfriend whatsoever?
I know. I was like, I died. Izzy, you definitely ruined your ending on Perfect Match.
I mean, so did Jess technically, because yeah. she said she's seeing someone
from the broader cast. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for Perfect Match. We're definitely going to recap it when it comes out this summer. So stay tuned for that.
Overall, though, I think this season was so good. And I just want to like commend the cast for giving us so much. I genuinely hope all of them find love and just like kind of grow as individuals and come out on top on the other end. And I'm rooting for all of them.
Yeah, for like growth.
Yes, because at the end of the day, we're all human going through a human experience. And that's all I wanted to say.
Let's talk about who we loved now that the season is over. Like, who are your favorites?
AD all day.
I love that. Same. I love AD. I love Brittany. Mm-hmm. I did come out of the reunion episode loving Clay.
I did too. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
I love that. I've always been on Clay's side throughout all of these recaps because I think he has so much potential in him. And I think he has self-awareness, and that is huge to me.
A piece of me, though, also has a soft spot for Chelsea. I know we're talking about like mostly all women here, but of who our favorites are. But like the reason why I have a soft spot for Chelsea is I feel like she really went through like a lot of public backlash and humiliation. And I feel like a lot of it was undeserving, even though we spoke, you know, had our own views on her on this podcast. But it just feels like she really takes it and goes with the flow and like understands kind of like how she needs to change. But loved this season. I would give it like
so good.
8.5 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's high for me.
No,
it's my second favorite season.
I think this is my favorite season only because there's just like so much going on entertainment wise.
Yeah.
I think this is the best season. It was so good. Oh.
Well, guys, that is our recap of the reunion episode, the last episode of Love is Blind season 6. And this is a reminder to submit your burning questions this Thursday on our Instagram page at Out of the Pods.
And don't forget to leave a review and subscribe.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.